thank you for bringing us headlines. Vaughn, Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and you're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now it's time for something I absolutely adore, the realest business show on the radio.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I would spend on fuel to and fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is the realest business show on the radio. We talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for them. And today, the pump price is on the chopping block. How is the pump price affecting your business? Businesses run on fuel, literally. You need to keep it going so that your lights can stay on. You need fuel to keep the lights on. You need fuel to move your goods. Your suppliers need fuel to keep get you your inputs. The people you employ need fuel to get to work on time. That's why in Edo State and in Kwara State, people who work for the civil service at least have been told, okay, you can come to work a few times a week and then do the rest of your work from home on the other days of the week. Today's business hard fact is from the national president of the Association of Small Business Owners of Nigeria, Femi Egbeshola. Femi says he's predicting that production costs for small businesses will double post-subsidy. Now, I'm curious about whether you agree or disagree with that prediction. He says, and he's the president of the Association of Small Business Owners in Nigeria, he says he's predicting that production costs for small businesses will double post-subsidy. Do you agree or disagree with that prediction? Some may argue that costs will increase, but not double. Because there's a difference between increasing and doubling. Because after all, petrol is not the only cost, right? So some may argue that increasing and doubling, not the same thing. But others will argue that the cost of petrol will affect the cost of other inputs as well. From raw materials, which need to be transported, to workers' wages, because workers will need more money to transport themselves. So let's talk about that. Let's also talk about how fuel prices are affecting transporters. And then let's talk about how it's affecting traders. But first of all, how is it affecting your business? So give me a call. Tell me what business you do. Then tell me how the increased pump price is affecting that business. 0700-993-993-993. It's also an opportunity to freely promote your business. Because if you have to pay us for the airtime to talk about your business, you pay plenty of money. So here's your opportunity to do it for free. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. What business do you do? And how is the new pump price affecting that business? That's it. How much have you been spending on fuel? How much are you now spending on fuel? Are you going to need to raise the price of your business? From what to what will you raise that price? Call me from Balogun Street. Call me from Broad Street. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Bola.
Bola, welcome.
Oh, yes, so I'm calling from somewhere around Omole.
Bola, what business do you do?
Okay, so I'm actually calling to give advice to people like me who are running business.
Okay.
I run a building and a civil engineering co- company.
Okay.
And most of the projects that I've embarked on that my clients have paid me, you know, and I just had to go and look for money to go and procure most of the things that we'll use during the course of the project, because I know that most of those things, their price will skyrocket.
Okay.
Yes, like the ACs, like the plumbing materials, the pipes, the sanitary fittings and all of that. So I had to go look for money to buy those things and go and keep.
Okay.
Because, you know, in Nigeria, most of these clients, they don't want you to come back and start telling them, like, oh, this is what is happening in the market.
Yeah.
That thing, you understand. So for people like me that are listening to this program now, I would advise them to just go and look for money. Whichever way, buy those things and keep, because this thing will create a lot of problems in the future for people like us who don't have money to buy those things and keep.
Right.
So that's the reason I'm actually calling, like, to give an advice.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you for calling and sharing that business tip. I love it. Thank you for calling in to do it. You know, if you want to do the same thing that Bola has done, go ahead and do that. Or simply just tell me what business you do, how much you spend on fuel, how much you used to spend on fuel, how much you're now spending on fuel. Are you going to need to raise your prices? What are you raising your prices? What were the prices before? What do you want them to be now? 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Oluwatosin. Welcome.
Thank you, Oluwatosin.
I am into e-hailing.
Okay.
And we use the car exactly to do our business.
I hear you guys are on strike from today.
Yes, we are.
Are you driving today? Or are you on strike?
In fact, some of us started the strike before the pronouncement.
Oh, okay.
Because I had to stop work last week.
Right.
On Wednesday, the trip I made was just 9,000 plus.
Wow.
Normally, I buy fuel in the morning to fill my tank. That way, I'll be able to measure how much fuel I used the day before.
Right.
The next morning on Thursday, when I bought fuel, I bought fuel of 12,346 naira to fill my tank.
Wow.
And the money I made was just... Now, in fact, it's not the money I made, because I will still have to pay those 25% commission out of that 9,820 naira.
My goodness.
Yes. So at the end of the day, it's a big-time loss.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I leave 2,000 naira for maintenance of the car on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even get enough to leave for maintenance. Not to talk of having anything for myself.
Yes.
So at some point, I just was like, the next day, I decided to be talking to riders. Please, kindly had a little to read because of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Some people understood and had it.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be like, lie, it is what others as others.
Mm-hmm.
That they will pay.
They will pay, right.
In fact, some went ahead to complain to both, and both gave me a stern warning.
Right.
In that case, I just decided not to work again until everything is stabilized. Maybe they reduce their own commission or increase the charges.
Mm.
That's what I did.
Oh.
So I started looking out for something else to do.
Okay. What do you think you could do next?
Right now, I am yet to make up my mind. But I cook, actually.
Okay.
So I started talking to people. Please, so I cook.
What do you cook?
I cook soups for people.
Okay.
So I put more effort into it. Started telling people, please, so remember that your sister cooks. So
what kind of soup? Because you're live on air talking to millions of people.
I do any kind of call. I do anything you want to eat.
Mm.
In fact, I do have a cuckoo.
How much do you charge for 4 liters?
It depends. For 4 liters, well, before, I've not gone to the market
now,
to
go and
buy
things. Okay.
But before, for 4 liters of Edikai corn, I make 12,000.
Okay.
With goat meat.
Okay.
And of course, it depends on what you want.
What you want inside it, yes, of course.
Those are the things that make up for how much we collect.
Yes. But now, of course, with gold price, that price will change.
If
people want to reach out to you to try your soup, how can they reach out to you?
083-724-3335 is the number.
You should call that number again and call it slowly.
08037 24 0833-3335.
Call it one final time, slowly.
0803-7243-335.
All right. Oluwatosin, thank you so much for calling and good luck with your new direction. You know, it's interesting that Oluwatosin called because that's the next part of this conversation I want to have. Because petrol is a major line item for so many businesses, right? So, first of all, there's transporters, taxis, buses, keke, all of them use fuel. And our business be that, right? We are already seeing transport fares going up. Speaking of those fares I was talking about, like I mentioned with Tosin, ride-hailing drivers are asking the platforms to raise fares. Because unlike other transporters, drivers on Bolt, Uber, InDriver, LagRide, well, InDriver, at least you can negotiate prices, right? But LagRide, etc., they don't set their own prices. The platform sets the price. So the question now is, will the platforms agree to raise fares? How soon will they raise those fares? And by how much? And until then, how will ride-hailing drivers adapt to higher fuel prices? The Amalgamated Union of Ab-based Transport Workers of Nigeria just announced a 3-day strike starting today. This morning, they were on the morning crossfire with Sheriff. And they're asking the platforms for a 200% increase in fares. So they want Uber, Bolt, InDriver, LagRide, all of them, to raise prices by 200%. And to show that they're serious, they've told their members to go on strike from today and be on strike tomorrow and Friday. No member of the union should log on to the apps or accept a ride. They are also going to be picketing the Bolt and Uber offices in Lagos. So if you are a ride-hailing driver, I want to hear from you. Because me, I used Bolt to work this morning. And I used Bolt yesterday. So I guess my driver is not on strike. I'm also going to use Bolt and go home this evening. So I'm hoping that I will not be caught in the crossfire of the strike. It's going to be interesting. I'll come back tomorrow morning and I'll let you know. Sorry, tomorrow evening, I'll let you know if I was able to get a car or not. But are you a member of the union? If you are a ride-hailing driver listening to me right now, are you a member of the union? Are you on strike? Are you rejecting rides? If you are not on strike, how are you adapting? Are you asking passengers to go off the app and pay you small extra? Personally, I don't like when bull drivers do that to me, to be honest with you. Like, I honestly don't like it. I prefer, let's pay what the app has dictated. I won't fight you about it. I'll just tell you, no, I'd rather pay what the app has said. Let's pay. So what are you doing as a driver to adapt if you're not on strike? If you're on strike, also let me know what you're doing. I'm also curious about interstate transport, the buses that bring people in and out of Lagos. Have they increased their prices? I'm guessing they've increased their prices as well. Have you traveled out of Lagos by road in a bus, in a public bus? How are those prices looking right now? How are transport prices around you? If your kids are going to school with public transport, how much were you giving them before? How much are you giving them now? If you go to work with public transport, how much were you paying before? How much are you paying now? And please still tell me how it's affecting your business. The price increase of fuel, tell me how it's affecting your business. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Hello. 99.3, hello. Oh, sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Adeola.
Adeola, welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to add on the program right now. Tune into the radio now.
Okay.
I have learned about the e-hailing business that's been going on.
Okay.
I'm one of the drivers too.
Are you on strike today?
I just want to chip in too.
Are you on strike today?
Yes, we are. I actually didn't even work today.
Okay.
It has been crazy for some time now since the increment of the fuel price.
Yes.
That's been so crazy. Yeah. It's very terrible right now. That it's even difficult to even make ends meet right now.
Yes.
Very, very difficult.
Yes.
Right now, like, let me give you an example. Late last month, I went to get tires for my car. And fortunately for me, I could get two of them. So I told them I would get the remaining two the following week, the first week of June.
Mm-hmm.
I got there on Monday. Something else happened.
Okay.
Besides that change, I cannot afford it.
Okay.
And now yesterday, I actually worked with one of the EAA app business. I don't know if I can mention the name.
Yes, yes, go ahead, please.
They told us to actually work for like 11 trips and get a bonus, which I did and I completed. Suddenly, they removed one and said I made 10. Fortunately, they did not give me that my money, and I spent, I bought for about 12,000.
Okay.
And the whole money that I made for that year was just 14,000. So how am I going to make even?
My goodness. So
it's really crazy, and they are not ready to shift passes. I don't understand where, when in other countries, they take 10%.
So hold on. So is it 14,000 as what you take home, your own money?
Yes, my take home.
Or 14,000
period? And after, after they collected their commission.
So 14,000 after
that?
Okay.
Yes.
How much would it be before? How much would you take home?
Before now, I go with 20K, 25K.
Okay.
After all the payments and all sorts.
Okay.
But now, I can only make 14,000.
Wow.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yesterday, I tried, I did all I could do so I can get money. But unfortunately, it was so crazy.
But
I got 14,000 naira, and I had to buy four.
Since all
another 12,000, 20 liters.
Since all your drivers are not on strike, do you think that the strike will have an effect? Do you think it will be effective?
Well, for those who are not joining us, I don't know where they are. Where they are making their money from. I'm sure they are not even in a license. But now, they have had the effect, like I've heard, that they have had the effect in some craft.
In some what?
Those have sent a letter that they are going to increase and that. But that increment is not even in the beginning. So we need them to change their commission to 10%, like it did in other countries.
Okay.
We are Nigerians. We need to be treated in the right form.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. My guy says there seems to be some movement from some of their partners, their ride-hailing partners, but he doesn't think that the movement is enough. All right. Before I take a few more of your calls, I've got information to share with you.
Hey, Lagos. So, you know, if the gist isn't sweet, I would not be bringing it to you. And we all know that this year has been so tough. Literally, everybody is going through a lot. And a lot is going through everybody. But wait, what if I tell you that you can turn things around with only 100 naira? It sounds like a joke, right? Well, instead of asking for 102k, with only 100 naira on oneplay.ng, you can win from 25,000 naira up to 1 million naira every night. And guess what? People are already winning, no? So do not even think of snoozing on this at all, because over 100 people have won 25k each so far, and it is so easy. Here's how to play. Let me give you the gist. Simply dial *347*880#. That is *347*880# with only 100 naira and follow the prompt. Anyways, and if you want to be sure if you won, tune in to Nigerian Info with Ada at 10:15. And if the one play computer picks your number, you've won 25,000 naira just like that. 25K in this subsidy time. We both know what it can do for two of us. Remember, if the system picks your number, you've won the prize money of the day. And we're having a jackpot on the 8th of June. And guess how much is up for grabs? 1 million naira. 1 million naira. Did you 1 million? Don't lose, oh. Friday 9th of June, this game will be played and jackpot of 1 million naira will be won by one lucky person. So remember, you can play as many times as you like. Start playing, dial *344*347*880# or go to oneplay.ng and follow the prompt. Remember, don't snooze, oh, I've told you now.
All right, thank you very much. Lagos, let's keep talking. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Azu. I'm calling from Ajao.
Azu, what business do you do?
I'm an alien driver.
Are you on strike?
Yes, yeah, so I'm at home.
Okay.
So they refuse to increase their price.
Okay.
Even yesterday, I took somebody from Lekki to Vihai. You know when they request you, you tell them that the price is not favorable.
Mm-hmm.
So you get. So we say, okay, come, we understand. But this one, to my surprise, when I went to pick the person, the guy said, you can't add money to me, for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, but in the night,
mm-hmm.
I picked him from that lucky,
mm-hmm.
he and his girlfriend, from one hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So on our way driving, you know, I said, the guy is pushing themselves inside my car. I can't carry you for this amount that you're doing this rubbish in my car. I parked when I get to Lekki toll gate. I said, I can't go. So what are you people doing? I asked you to add money for me. You say you don't have money. And I'm carrying you switching your girlfriend inside my car. After park, I said, okay, these people cannot stop this rubbish. People should come down. You know, the guy said, oh, God, we understand now, this and that. I said, okay, later that I will drop you at a mobile filling station, make another request. I can't carry with this your rubbish. You know, see, we drivers, we are really suffering a lot. And the app company, they are not even helping us at all. Somebody will request you for you to go and the person, before you get there, the person will cancel, the app company will reduce your driver score. So it's not friendly at all. So me about home, I'm resting now.
All right.
So that's it.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, I have thoughts on Azu's conduct. Azu's conduct as a driver with his customers in his vehicle. But this show is not about that. So I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. Because I think that the right customer service thing to do there was to mind your business and drive them to their destination. But okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. My name is Ogushe.
Talk to me.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay.
Yes, I'm an e-hailing driver too.
Are you on strike?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on strike because I'm a member of the union at one.
Okay.
It's quite unfortunate because of the reason why the app company refused to answer our client.
Okay.
You know, as far as the country is concerned, that's why that the subsidy removal affects everybody. Require from the app company
mm-hmm.
to appeal to them. I think the opposite side in favor of the rider and the tattoo. Give the rider the bonus, and while you reduce the commission, at the same time increase the fare to 200% until everything is not over. By then you can reduce it back or increase it back the way it is. But the way it is, believe me,
mm-hmm.
I'm buying 30,000 naira to fill my tank. Are you with me?
I'm with you, yeah.
And you are expecting me to carry somebody from, let's say, from first tax to Kenya at the rate of 3,000 naira. If I look at it, it looks crazy. How manage can I maintain my car and to feed my family, which is not possible. So I'm in support of this track. If they really want them to work in Nigeria and they want to obey or listen to us, they should do the needful.
All right.
It's very simple.
Okay.
So thank you for the information. I've been listening to your program since morning. I'm very okay with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. All right. I've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them. Princess says, most manufacturing industries and companies don't operate with PMS. They've been using diesel and still do. Trucks use diesel for transporting goods to the market in town. But everyone is claiming that PMS affects their production, which isn't true. Why do Nigerians punish each other like this? Only very small-scale businesses like the barber, hairdressers, buses, and other small vehicles used for transportation, etc., that use PMS. Those are the people that have moral justification to increase prices. How be it reasonably. All right. Thanks for your message, Princess. We've got someone here who simply says, this Bolt app is killing us. Emmanuel, also a driver on Bolt, says, honestly, I cannot continue with this business again. I've tried working twice this week and I run at a loss. On Monday, I bought fuel 10K. I made 10K that day. Bolt took 2.5 from the 10K and my fuel finished. Yesterday, I bought fuel 15K. I made 22K. Bolt took 6K. I almost cry. I'm a member of the union and I am on strike. Lagos, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts. And we were talking about the pump prices effect on your business, specifically small businesses. I have to mention that, of course, because I got a message from, I believe it was Princess, who was saying that most manufacturers and manufacturers really use diesel and they transport their goods with diesel, diesel powered trucks, etc., etc. But manufacturers are not small businesses, and we're talking to small businesses, talking about small businesses. We have a message here on WhatsApp from. You didn't leave your name, but you say, thank you for this, your program. You, oh, no. Okay. We have a message here from Debola in Anthony. Debola says, Sandra, I don't read, though. I bought 12K fuel this morning. And if I even make 15K like this, fuel lights don't on. It's not easy at all, Sandra. Now, to go back to farm like this, to the go farm, oh, Debola, thanks for your message. So, yeah, before the break, we were talking about the effect of the pump, the new price of petrol on transporters. Now let's talk about traders. Traders are also complaining about the fuel price hike, especially food traders. Last week, it was very hard to get food into Lagos, Abuja, and other major cities. First, it was because stations stopped selling fuel, so transporters could not move food. Then, when stations started selling and started selling at higher prices, that also made things difficult for traders. A lot of traders say that they were unable to adjust. Has that situation improved this week? So that was last week. This week, has it improved? Have you gone to the market lately? How market price the market? That's what I want to know. If you are a trader, and I hope that our market woman friend will call us, how are things going there? Those of you who go to the market, those of you who are traders, has the supply of food improved from the last week? Are traders able to get food in from other states? Are we starting to see an increase in food prices yet? How much is the rice price of tomato and pepper and green pepper and beans and garri and eggs? You know, all of these things. Well, eggs we source locally, but things like tomato and onions, we have to transport them from other states, especially for those of us who are in Lagos. So I'm expecting that fuel prices may affect things like that. Are we starting to see a change in food prices yet? Women, call me on 01-465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, man?
Yeah, I'm Ahigwe Adeline.
Ahigwe, welcome.
Yeah, the food stock actually did not go up as much.
Okay, that's good.
But the privilege, like Toilet Room, One Vita, and the rest, they have gone up so far.
Oh, wow.
Because common man hardly put petrolizers.
Okay.
But even the tomatoes and the pepper and the rest, they say 15% high.
Okay.
But if Nigeria say the ones they are caring for the masses, they have not given a reason why the subsidy is removed. We only just say it removed. If that is your only avenue, they are caring for the masses. Why should the subsidy be removed? No light. You have to source light by yourself. No water. You have to source water by yourself. And even the road, people contribute to construct the road going to their houses. No, so we have not really got any reason why the subsidy should be removed. They should tell us Because the people, salaries are not paid. It is not the subsidy money they are using to pay salary. The money is all in the with the governor. Like the other time when they were to new money, the governor started paying my, the people with the old money. So why should they hold money? And then what is the real work of what they call it? The people that give an account of money that the house is going out and is coming in.
All right, Taigbe, thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello, yeah. My big sister, Sandra, is the question.
Yes, my brother, welcome.
Yeah, good evening. Rap Ruchuku and the line.
Rap Ruchuku, welcome. Talk to me.
I greet you. Okay. I know they go to market, you know, I can tell you, but my wife, they go to market.
Okay.
And they hear the sound.
Okay.
As the thing they go, he said, and I don't become worse.
Ah.
I'm feeling the heat as well because before I used to drop like 5,000 to go to market and get one or two, but now 10,000 cannot go anywhere. If you come back, I gotta ask what and what. You say that this thing's where they are, and they're telling me the truth. You see, you start looking at what you bought. It's nothing, you know?
Okay.
So everything is skyrocketed. I don't know. So the fuel, the subsidy, although it's a good welcome development anyway, but I mean, if I'm still hammering on something, if the government can sit up and bring certain things into consideration, like constant constant power. Supply of light,
right?
Mass urban transit,
right.
Yes, mass transit,
right.
At government control price.
Right.
Then in some other areas, just like one or two policies, let them take like two or three policies, not taking up the 10 policies, and at the end, you will not achieve anyone.
Rap Rojiko, thank you so much for calling. Now, I've just been informed by the one of the ESCOs on the union for app-based drivers, and he says that Bolt has just sent a message to e-hailing drivers claiming that there's been a 27% increase in the rates. And they're saying that the 27% increase is enough to cover the new increase in fuel. And this is, of course, after acknowledging that fuel price has increased by quite a bit. So I'm looking at messages that he sent to me on WhatsApp at the moment. He's also claiming that Bolt has blocked the ESCOs of the union, and the reason that was giving for blocking the ESCOs of the union was imposing strike action. I think one of the terms of engagement with being a partner on Bolt is that you cannot be part of a union. I don't know. Please correct me if you're a driver and you know and you have the details on this. However, this ESCO is claiming, Jossie, that's the ESCO, claiming that the ESCO of this app-based union are now being blocked on the Bolt platform, the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers. Their ESCO claim that all their ESCO are currently getting blocked. Okay. So we have a response from Bolt. We have this response here. I'm looking at, I'm guessing it's from Bolt. So I'm looking at something that says perception and fact, right? So perception, fuel cost is equal to driver cost. Fact, fuel cost is only a portion of total driver cost. Other items that play a big role in determining driver costs include car rental costs, vehicle maintenance, servicing costs, data calls, etc., etc. So I'm guessing this is the response from the union to Bolt themselves. I'm getting this information while I'm live on air from the union ESCO, and I'm trying to make sense of it. But I think I should just leave it alone and look at it after the show and then maybe raise it on the Big Three tomorrow. Let me come back to talking to you. 99.3.
My name is Sandra.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. My name is Dan Baba.
Welcome, Dan Baba.
Thank you. To be honest with you, I don't know how Bolt is set up in Nigeria.
Okay.
And I want to believe that the system of Nigeria is set up against the poor and unemployed Nigerians.
Okay.
I've tried Bolt before, and I told my friend, he's listening now, Ogauti. Now, Ogauti, you know what we do Bolt. Bolt himself, they're so arrogant. You know, all the drivers that are working now, they are working for Bolt and petrol and fixing their vehicle. If they are ready to tell you the truth, I once signed a guarantee for one guy to use his Corolla for Uber, my Bolt, sorry. Do you know that the guy could not meet up? I have to assist him to pay about 40-something thousand naira. Madam Sandra, Bolt is enslaving Nigerians. A lot of people are listening now. In fact, some drivers are going to in-drive now, the left boat. That boat, I think it should be investigated by EFCC and federal government of Nigeria. I'm telling you nothing but the truth.
All right, Dan Baba, thanks for calling.
99.3.
Hello?
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Igwe Victor.
Igwe Victor, welcome. Talk to me.
Let me call you back, please.
Okay, all right. 99.3, hello?
Hello.
Hello,
Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Zeno.
Hi, Zeno. Welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you. So, I'm calling in response to about how the fuel subsidy increase, this removal is affecting my business.
Yes, of course. What business do you do?
Yes, well, I do cooking. I make soups. I make stews.
Okay.
And this weekend, I had an order for Afang soup as well as Ogbono soup.
Okay.
And you know, the person already is a customer of mine.
Okay.
She knows how much I charge for 4 liters. That's 11K.
Okay.
But when I went to the market, the price of Ogbono had gone up. I can't even talk about Afang or Kazi leaf.
Mm.
As it had gone up.
Okay.
And the price of meat had gone up.
Okay.
And after finishing the cooking and everything,
mm-hmm.
I barely made 2,000. So
ooh.
I was not appealing to my customer that, please, please, can you add, even if it's 1,000 for me, let me be that I worked and worked for nothing.
Mm-mm.
The thing is really biting hard, my sister.
Mm.
Really biting hard.
Are you on so are you going to have to increase your prices now as a result?
I will have to.
So
I have to call
11,
my customers round.
So 11,000 before, so you were charging 11,000 before. How much do you think you're
yes.
going to start charging now?
Well, I'm thinking about 15
okay.
at least.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about 15,
so 15
at least
for
4
liters.
Liters? But that's for soups with vegetable. That's vegetable soup for 15. Then for soup like egusi
uh-huh.
and ogbono,
uh-huh.
that will be 14 or 13, depending on our negotiation.
Okay. Oh, you don't have fixed prices. You negotiate.
No. Sometimes I'm open to negotiation.
I see.
It depends. Yes.
Okay. Are you on Instagram? Is there a way that people can check out your food?
I'm not really active on Instagram. I rely on mouth-to-mouth recommendations.
Recommendations, okay.
Yes.
Do you want to give out your number? Do you want to share your number?
Sure. I'll share my number.
All right, go ahead.
090-344-32229.
Mm-hmm. Okay, share it again.
090-344-32229.
Okay.
My name is Zeno.
Okay. Share it one more time and slowly.
Okay. 090-344-32229.
Okay. All right. And your name is Zeno, yes?
Yes. Z-I-N-O, Zeno.
All right, Zeno. Thank you so much for calling and all the best with your business.
All right, Sandra. Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye. Now, of course, Lagos, I've not eaten Zeno's food, so I don't know that it's sweet or not. So don't say, Sandra, you told me to tell Zeno to come and cook for me. No, you were here when Zeno called us and told us what she does, right? Aha. All right. Thank you very much. We've got just 1 minute before we have to take a break. So that's where we have to draw the curtains on this conversation. However, this is a rolling conversation, right? The subsidy will still be removed next week, Wednesday. So we can do a circle back next week, Wednesday, and see how things are going, see how you're adjusting. But I just want you to know that I completely understand how difficult it is at the moment. I'm feeling the same pains. I mean, I'm here every day listening to you talk to me about how difficult this is for you, but it's also very difficult for me, right? So I don't have a small business. However, I do use generators in my house, and the generators I use run on fuel. And even though EKEDC seems to have heard my prayers last week, and you know, the hours of national grid lights that I get in my house have improved tremendously, I still have to run generators sometimes because you know, I do, and it's not easy at all. So let's all hang in there. We're gonna get through it. Yeah? We'll do all we can to get through it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Stay here. Coming up, exports.